I'm Jim Cunningham. Welcome back to tonight's concert from Heinz Hall on Public Radio International. One of the most acclaimed pianists of his generation, Russian-born Daniil Trifonov is now making a name as a composer. But as he likes to say, he began writing or improvising at his family's piano in Nizhny Novgorod at the age of five. Daniil Trifonov has won several major competitions, including the Chopin, Rubinstein, and Tchaikovsky International Piano Competitions, and a recording of his 2013 Carnegie Hall debut recital was released as his first album on the Deutsche Grammophon label. He made his Pittsburgh Symphony debut in Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2 in November of 2013. Daniil Trifonov told the audience how his father's synthesizer inspired him.
Since the first years of my life, I have been exposed to music and we had a piano, but I didn't pay attention to it until my father brought a synthesizer at home. And to me, that was a technological miracle. I tried to understand how it works, and that's actually what started my interest to composition. I remember I would be on a road, on a train, for going from one concert to another, and I would actually carry a MIDI keyboard with me, and I would be writing down the orchestral score.
Daniil Trifonov explained how he wrote the piano concerto you're about to hear while traveling on trains throughout Europe. Manfred Honeck told me Daniil Trifonov is one of the most exciting young artists on the classical music scene today.
He's one of the pianists who is now everywhere in the world. He will go on tour 2016 in May, and he plays nearly every concert with us. He's such in demand that the old promoters, they always ask for him. We will play the Rachmaninoff second piano concerto with him. He's one of the greatest talents at the moment in the world, even if he's so young, but also very serious. And with his young age, that he is also concentrating on not only on playing, but interested in culture, in composing, that means a lot. Not every soloist in this age can offer that.
Well, there are many astounding talents around today. What is it that's so special about Daniil that has identified him immediately as somebody to watch?
Well, it is. I think it is clear every pianist, if he wants to survive in our culture, in our world, he has to have an enormous technique. It's usual to have a fantastic technique. But Daniil has also clearness, and he has a feeling for proportion, a feeling for the sound. His touch on the notes is so beautiful and so tender very often, but also powerful. So he brings a lot of colors out and surprising elements out, which that makes him, I think, extremely special. So he has technique, and but he's not only technique, he's going beyond. He shows enormous musicality.
Manfred Honeck, who's about to conduct Daniil Trifonov's piano concerto at Heinz Hall. Soon after making his North American debut in 2009, Daniil Trifonov moved to the United States to study piano with Sergei Babayan and composition with Keith Fitch at the Cleveland Institute of Music. He received artist diplomas in performance in 2013 and in composition earlier this year. Trifonov composed his piano concerto in E-flat minor in 2013 and 14. It was commissioned by the Cleveland Institute of Music as part of an initiative to encourage its students to both compose and perform, wedding the mastery of performance and composition with a love and respect for the culture of community. Now here is pianist and composer Daniil Trifonov to play his piano concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Manfred Honeck.
Thank you.
Composer Daniel Trifonov has played his own piano concerto in E-flat minor with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Manfred Honeck. Daniel Trifonov is just 24 years old. He recently graduated from the Cleveland Institute of Music, where he wrote the concerto you just heard. Its world premiere was heard there in 2015. Daniel Trifonov and the Pittsburgh Symphony performed the concerto twice at Hines Hall and at West Virginia University in Morgantown. Daniel Trifonov told me he's having a busy season.
Project of complete Rachmaninoff concerti in New York with New York Philharmonic and in London with Philharmonic Orchestra. Which has already started last spring, and it will be concluded this autumn. And will be also residency in Wigmore Hall in London. Performances in Japan, in Europe, and in United States. Also in Russia.
Daniel Trifonov has written Rachmaniana, which appears on his most recent Deutsche Grammophon CD, along with the Rachmaninoff Paganini variations. The opening night audience here at Hines Hall wants to hear more from Daniel Trifonov. We're going to have an encore. Having played his piano concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony at Hines Hall, Daniel Trifonov played Rachmaniana as an encore. That music appears on his most recent Deutsche Grammophon CD entitled Rachmaninoff Variations, along with the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, Rachmaninoff's Corelli Variations, and his Variations on a Theme of Chopin. Daniel Trifonov, born in Russia in 1991. He will return to Hines Hall in the spring to play the first piano concerto by Franz Liszt, and the Pittsburgh Symphony will take Daniel Trifonov on tour with Manfred Honeck when they head to Europe in May. Leaving Pittsburgh, Daniel Trifonov traveled to San Francisco, then on to Philadelphia for his October schedule, which includes performances in London and Tokyo. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Our schedule has the stage being reset at Heinz Hall, and this concert will continue with Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien. Manfred Honeck told the audience that Tchaikovsky Capriccio Italien is a favorite.
Tchaikovsky was another such composer who found inspiration in Italy, visiting the Eternal City in December 1879. While in Rome, he spent his time admiring the artistic treasures as well as studying English, and even had a piano delivered to his hotel room. Tchaikovsky would later write, "Yesterday, I heard a delightful folk song, which I shall certainly use. It will be effective, and thanks to the colorful tunes, which I have succeeded in assembling partly through my own ears on the streets." Tchaikovsky composed Capriccio Italien in the period of about 1 week, and the piece has remained a concert favorite ever since.
Earlier on this Pittsburgh Symphony concert, we heard Felix Mendelssohn's picture of Italy, his Italian Symphony No. 4. Just as many picture postcards in a gift shop feature views of the same local landmarks, Mendelssohn and Tchaikovsky's musical Souvenirs of Italy both feature a tarantella in their finales. Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien is a collection of contrasting melodies in Italian folk dance styles held together by recurrences of the opening theme, which is based on a nightly bugle call that Tchaikovsky heard in Rome. Tchaikovsky's three-month visit to Italy in 1880 brightened his mood, as you'll hear momentarily. He was weighed down by the recent death of his father and his failed marriage. Tchaikovsky had become a workaholic. So, after Tchaikovsky finished his fourth symphony, his patroness, Nadezhda von Meck, insisted that he go on a vacation, and she paid his expenses. While in Rome, Tchaikovsky often complained of the heat and humidity, and also being awakened by bugle calls from a military post near his hotel apartment. That very same bugle call begins his Capriccio Italien. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Capriccio Italien by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Manfred Honeck has conducted Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italiano as the finale of his Pittsburgh Symphony Concert at Heinz Hall, opening night of the orchestra's 2015-2016 Grand Classic season. The music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic, Joanne Folletta, has served as a guest conductor here at Heinz Hall. She wrote about the Capriccio Italiano that it has great power, even though it's practically a pops piece. Tchaikovsky knows what the instruments can do in a virtuoso way. He brings them to their limit in the most thrilling fashion. He has a gift for mixing families of instruments just right, like cantabile strings, along with mighty brass. I hear the ballet element in everything Tchaikovsky writes. With his sense of rhythm, you can practically dance to this score.
Tchaikovsky was in Rome and then was in Italy and was so impressed. He heard the tunes on the street and he wanted to bring this in the music. He came back then and said, I need to write this this music. Italian music made him so happy. So he even was asked to put a piano in his hotel room. You know, he wanted to compose. So it is Italian tunes, Italian flavor, Italian folk dances, which you hear two different ages, one in 1831, 32, Mendelssohn, and later on in the 80s in Tchaikovsky. So the Italian theme is here, and with two composers who did not live in Italy.
In keeping with our Italian theme for this concert, I have one more Italian favorite for you. Former Pittsburgh Symphony principal violist Godfrey Lievsky recorded the Italian Serenade of Hugo Wolf, with William Steinberg conducting at the Syria Mosque on April 16, 1959, just 3 years after Lievsky joined the Pittsburgh Symphony in 1956. He had earlier played with the New York Philharmonic and the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. Wolf's Italian Serenade was written in 1887. It is one of the few pieces he wrote other than his songs or Lieder. One of its inspirations was a poem by Josef Eichendorff, Der Soldat, The Soldier. It has a theme similar to that of the Serenade. The subject of the poem is similar to that of Eichendorff's novella From the Life of a Ne'er-do-well. The novella includes a section about an Italian serenade played by a small orchestra. The hero is a young violinist who leaves his home to seek his fortune further afield, something that Hugo Wolf could relate to. Here's the song that inspired the serenade. It's sung by Hans Hotter with Jeffrey Parsons at the piano.
Ist auch möglich, mein Röchlein, so ist doch recht klug. Träg ihn finstern zu einem Schlösslein, mich bleibt noch genug. Ist das Schloss auch nicht prächtig, zum Garten aus der Tür tritt ein Mädchen doch allmächtig, dort freundlich erfüllt. Und ist auch die Kleine nicht die Schönste auf der Welt, so gibt's doch just keine, die mir besser gefällt, die mir besser gefällt. Und spricht sie vom Freien, so schwing ich mich auf ein Rad. Ich bleibe im Freien und sie auf dem Schloss, und sie auf dem Schloss, und sie auf dem Schloss.
Der Soldat, The Soldier, by Hugo Wolf, with Hans Hotter singing and pianist Jeffrey Parsons. The inspiration for the Italian Serenade, which we'll hear now, it was originally planned by Hugo Wolf as a work in three movements, but Wolf's father died only a week after he wrote the Italian Serenade, and Wolf wrote nothing else for the remainder of the year 1887. When he orchestrated the Italian Serenade 5 years later in 1892, he intended it as the first movement of a four-movement suite. He sketched out a slow movement in G minor, but never finished it. In his letters, he mentions another movement that he claimed to have completed, but the scores never turned up. We do have 45 measures of sketches, but that's all. In 1897, he wrote a few pages of a tarantella to complete the suite, but Hugo Wolf was committed to an insane asylum before he could finish it. All that remains of the projected suite is the Italian Serenade. Throughout his time in the asylum, where he remained for the rest of his life, Wolf planned to write that tarantella, but it never happened. He died in February of 1903.
Thank you.
Hugo Wolf and his Italian Serenade. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra was conducted by William Steinberg, and the viola soloist was the former principal violist of the orchestra, Godfrey Lajewski. It was the music that just might have driven Hugo Wolf mad. The Serenade without the tarantella, Wolf imagined it while spending the last days of his life in an insane asylum. With that music, you heard the third piece in this broadcast, inspired by the tarantella, the dance that resulted from a spider bite which drove its victims crazy. In the Italian province of Taranto, the bite of a type of wolf spider known as the tarantula, after the region, was thought to be highly poisonous and lead to a hysterical condition known as tarantism. Thus, we have the tarantella, a sort of emergency therapy for spider bite victims. I caution you to keep Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcasts going all the time to scare away spiders. Godfrey Lajewski, our principal violist, played in a special concert at Pittsburgh's Carnegie Music Hall in the last of a series of Contemporary Composers Forum programs on April 8, 1961. That program consisted entirely of music by American composer and Harvard professor Walter Piston. Piston was in the audience to hear his fourth string quartet and his duo for cello and viola, played by cellist Theo Salzman with violist Godfrey Lajewski. Walter Piston told the Pittsburgh Press reporter Michael Holmberg, "I never expect to hear it played better than that." Manfred Honeck began this concert with Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4, the Italian Symphony. Then we heard the 24-year-old Russian pianist Daniel Trifonov, who made his Pittsburgh debut as a composer with the local premiere of his one-year-old piano concerto. Don't forget to write for the new Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide, a complete list of all the concerts in the season, and our new souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Paper Concert Binoculars. The better to see you, my dear. Our address is 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can also send email to psoradio@wqed.org. WQED-FM's program and production manager, Brian Savar, is Pittsburgh Symphony Radio production engineer. The Heinz Hall sound engineer is Harold Chambers. Script writing and backstage interviews was by Stephen Baum. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.
PRI, Public Radio International.